Welcome to LSC Limelight from the Beaver Sound, where we unfold the best stories from students around LSC with me, Beatrice Silva. Today we are speaking with Lauren Darwin, president of LSCSU STAR, about the upcoming Refugee Week, which will take place from the 16th to the 20th of March. Lauren, thank you so much for coming today. We are so excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
So I'd like to start by asking you, and so that all of our listeners know, what is Refugee Week?
So Refugee Week is a full week of educational and fundraising events, and it's all focused around the theme of different pasts, shared futures. So the aim of this theme is to reflect the different experiences that refugees and people seeking asylum will have before they arrive in the UK, but then also how we can work together moving forward.
Great. So this is the fourth edition, right? So you chose the theme Different Past Shared Futures. How will this Refugee Week then differ from past ones?
So this Refugee Week will be different from what we've done previously because it's even better, it's even bigger and better than what we've done before. And also our theme is different. So in 2019, our theme was Uncertain Futures, but this year we added different paths to this so that we could kind of convey that refugees and people seeking asylum are not one homogenous group, and that people have, you know, they're individuals, they have so many different experiences, people are coming from different places, they are fleeing their homes for different reasons. The only thing they have in common is that they have not chosen to become a refugee, like they're forced to become that. So that's what we really want to convey with this theme.
That is absolutely relevant. So before we get into the actual events you have planned for Refugee Week, I was wondering if you can develop a little bit on why you believe organizing a Refugee Week is so relevant in the first place. Like, why are we doing it? Why is sparking a debate on refugees at LSE so important?
So I think it's really important to organize Refugee Week because there are very few opportunities to have a full week of events, which is something that enables us to reach more students, so engage more students, educate more people, and really explore a lot of issues within like a kind of broad category of refugee issues that we wouldn't usually do.
Yeah, for sure. And within the broader topic of refugees, I believe you had to choose particular subtopics that you wanted to address. For example, you have a panel on climate change and migration. Can you explain a little bit why you made those choices?
Yeah. So we're having a panel on climate change and migration because this is the climate crisis is a really contemporary issue, but it's something that we have never explored before as a society in the context of migration. Everyone knows about climate change here, but we're not always kind of considering how it will affect people in the global south most severely and like sooner. So this is something that we felt was really important to explore. We're going to have panelists who are activists, so from Amnesty International, from a Lewisham refugee charity, and from Friends of the Earth as well, to kind of explore it from a campaigner's perspective. But then we've also got academics from LSE and from UCL, Disaster Reduction Institute as well.
That's absolutely fascinating. And you also have one on immigration detention. Why are you choosing to talk about that?
So we're having one on immigration detention because this is an issue that we're going to focus it from a UK angle. So it's different from the climate change one because we're focusing on refugees and asylum seekers in detention centres in the UK. And we're doing this because this is an issue that so many people don't really know very much about. The UK is the only country that has indefinite detention in Europe.
That is absolutely
no other European countries have this, and there's just a whole range of issues that people are unaware of. So we want to raise awareness of this.
That is absolutely great about Refugee Week, to raise awareness to issues that we don't really think about. And is there any particular event that you are like personally most excited about and looking forward to?
So at the end of the week, on Friday, the 20th of March, we're having a rave. And this is the thing I'm most excited for because it's going to hopefully raise loads of money for STAR, which is Student Action for Refugees, the national charity that we're affiliated to. It's in a North London warehouse space, and there's some great DJs as well, and tickets are on the SU website now, and they're only £8 at the moment, so yeah, go buy them.
How much are you hoping to raise this year?
So last year we raised 880 from the rave, and then a bit over 1,000 overall, but this year with all our bake sales as well, we're hoping to hit 1,500.
That's very ambitious, but I think it's great. So moving on a little bit to how the Refugee Week kind of fits in the LSE community. I feel like many students perceive that Refugee Week is very interesting, but still it won't make much of a change anyway. How would you respond to that?
So I would say that kind of what LSE SU STAR does is not just about Refugee Week. And Refugee Week is a great opportunity to engage a lot of people who we wouldn't necessarily have engaged before, and educate students as well, but it's also to get people thinking about these issues and then inspire them to take more action. So this could be getting involved with a local volunteering project where they're working with refugees or people seeking asylum directly, or also some of our campaigning events, whether that's writing to your MPs, signing petitions, and campaigning for policy change. So I'd say that it's not just about Refugee Week, and that it's about generating interest and making change in the future.
Yeah, and I'll get to what students can do to get more involved, but I first of all wanted to ask, how has been the response of students around LSE about Refugee Week? Would you say, as it is often claimed about LSE, that students kind of sweep aside humanitarian or kind of charity events, or are people inherently interested?
So I think that we'll never reach all LSE students, and that'd be the same at any university, but that isn't, we don't need to, because there's a lot of students. And also we've had a lot of positive responses as well. So every year, with each new edition of Refugee Week, we reach more people, both in person and on social media. And we have a lot of, you know, stalls outside the SU just trying to interact with as many students as possible. And the response is overwhelmingly positive.
That is great to hear. Is there anything you'd like to add, or anything that you'd like to say personally to LSE students about Refugee Week?
I would just say that the committee, shout out to the committee, thank you, have worked so hard to organise all of this. And that it's going to be a really great week. So please, please come along to our events. Everything is on Facebook. We've got flyers and posters everywhere. We're also outside the SU. So yeah, please come along 16th to 20th of March. Thank you.
Fantastic. Lauren, thank you so much for coming today. Please do check out the event STAR has been preparing for Refugee Week. The link to the event page on Facebook will be in the description of the podcast. Whether it's a pub quiz, an exhibition, or a rave, STAR has your back during week 9. Do check it out. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. The interviewee was Lauren Darwent, and we were talking about the upcoming Refugee Week. The fantastic music is by Ashley Lyle Massing, and I have been your host, Beatrice Silva.